Today's theme is welcome. It is Advent. And it's a subject close to my heart because I lead the welcome and hospitality team here at church. I've not had the experiences some of you have had of being uprooted from your home country and having to make a new life far away from family and friends. But through life's experiences, I have come to value the importance of feeling that you belong, and the difference that can make to our sense of well-being and worth. That's why I occasionally remind people who've been attending St. Stephen's for many years to put themselves in the shoes of someone who's new, and to greet them and show an interest in them. It's a message for all of us, I think. In our reading, Mary was presented with a new and shocking situation where she was invited to welcome Jesus, not only into her life, but into her very body. Over the years, many words have been spoken, beautiful music and works of art have been created about this incredible act of welcome. And Mary's experience has been celebrated and even venerated by churches all over the world. But I want to just draw out three simple points for us today. Firstly, this story is a reminder that God can use anyone, and that includes every one of us. Let's look at Mary's qualifications to be Mother of God. The nativity stories in the different Gospels are set in the world of the Old Testament, where almost everyone who appears comes complete with a reference to their father and their tribe. Background is all important, yet no gospel writer says anything about Mary's family. She is defined not by who she is or her family background, but rather by who her fiancé is. Joseph, a descendant of David. All we learn is that Mary is a young girl of marriageable age who lives in Nazareth, a village so obscure that it goes unmentioned in the Old Testament, and which is situated in a region so distant from Jerusalem and so much on the edge of the Jewish faith that in Isaiah chapter 9, verse 2, which is echoed in the Gospel of Matthew, it's said that those who live in this area are the people living in darkness and living in the land of the shadow of death. In human terms, Mary is someone in the shadows, a no one from nowhere. And yet, she has found the Lord's favour. And in her breathtaking encounter with Gabriel, humbly accepts the awesome burden of being mother of the Messiah. Mary didn't have fame or family, but what she did have was faith and obedience, and that was enough for God. If you're anything like me, it's easy to focus on our faults or the gifts that we don't have that we see in other people and think maybe God is not interested in using us in the way that they are used. But this story puts the lie to that. What God requires is just a humble, submissive attitude, a willingness to step out in faith, even when we can't see what lies ahead. My second point is that trust in God often requires waiting. In the following chapter, Jesus is presented in the temple as a baby, as the law required, and an old man, Simeon, prophesies about him. He says, "This child is destined to cause the falling and rising of many in Israel, and to be a sign that will be spoken against, so that the thoughts of many hearts will be revealed, and a sword will pierce your own soul too." Not a very encouraging thing to hear, I would have thought. It's written that Mary and Joseph marveled at his words. It must have been very hard to comprehend what was ahead, although there were signs. Mary knew what the angel had told her, But maybe in Jesus' boyhood, she wondered if she'd imagined it. We cannot know. 2020 years on, we know a lot more than Mary knew then. We know what happened to Jesus when he grew up. We know about his miracles, his teaching, his death and resurrection. She knew none of that. Sometimes we might believe that God promised something to us, or we have fervently prayed for a person or a situation, and it seems like nothing is happening. Mary's story encourages us to keep the faith, to be persistent in prayer, and to keep trusting through the tough times. Finally, and thirdly, it's our decision to whether to welcome Jesus into our lives. He will never be forced on us. Mary could have run away or simply said no. But she sensed that what the angel said was true, and the Spirit prompted her to accept this challenge. Perhaps we feel the Spirit's prompting today to say yes wholeheartedly to a relationship with him, rather than just sitting on the sidelines, not sure whether to commit. Or just to say or do something we know we should, but haven't wanted to face up to. Are we going to say yes, like Mary, today?